إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. الحديث 36 من 40 النووية. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة، وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده، ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. رواه مسلم بهذا اللفظ. I welcome all of you. We continue reading the explanation of the 40 hadith from Al-Minha al-Rabbaniya, the explanation of our noble Shaykh Al-Doktor Salih al-Fawzan حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين آمين. Hadith number 36 on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whosoever removes a worldly grief from a believer, Allah will remove from him one of the griefs of the Day of Judgment. Whosoever alleviates the lot of a needy person, Allah will alleviate his lot in this world and the next. Whosoever shields a Muslim, Allah will shield him in this world and the next. Allah will aid a servant of his so long as the servant aids his brother. Whosoever follows the path to seek knowledge therein, Allah will make easy for him a path to paradise. And no people gather together in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the book of Allah and studying it among themselves, without tranquility descending upon them, except that tranquility descend upon them, mercy envelop them, the angels surround them, and Allah making mention of them among those who are with him. Whosoever is slowed down by his actions will not be hastened forward by his lineage. It was related by Imam Muslim in these words. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله: هذا الحديث كأنه مقابل للحديث الذي قبله. الحديث الذي قبله نهى عن الخصال الذميمة، وهذا أمر بالخصال الحميدة، فلذلك جعله المصنف بعده. الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى he began by saying that this hadith is as though it comes right in front of the one that came before it, in a meaning, as the Shaykh says, because the Hadith 35, in it Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has forbidden us from some very despicable manners and morals. While in this Hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned the good manners, some good qualities that every Muslim should adorn themselves with. He said that's why, for this reason actually, Imam al-Nawawi, he mentioned this hadith in which mentioned these good manners and good morals right after the one in which the Prophet ﷺ made forbidden those despicable and bad manners. قال وهذا من فقهه رحمه الله. And this is, he says, that shows his fiqh in him selecting these two narrations and bringing them one after the other. Meaning he's telling us by this, by him bringing these two narrations one after the other, بدل أن تتصف بالصفات المذكورة في الحديث الذي قبله الواجب عليك أن تتصف بهذه الصفات الحميدة. So when Imam al-Nawawi mentioned this hadith right after the other that we studied last time, alhamdulillah, as though he's telling us, instead of adorning yourself with those despicable and bad manners mentioned in the hadith prior to this, rather it is obligatory upon you and incumbent upon you to adorn yourself with these good manners that are mentioned in this hadith. ما هي هذه الصفات الحميدة الأولى منها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. The first of these good manners and good qualities that the Muslim should have and we should adorn ourselves with, those who have this, alhamdulillah, they should thank Allah and praise Him for that. Those who don't, alhamdulillah, that's what these classes are for. To correct ourselves and to benefit, inshaAllah ta'ala. That the Prophet ﷺ said, whosoever removes the grief, very worldly grief in this life, whosoever removes the worldly grief from a believer, Allah will remove from him one of the griefs of the Day of Judgment. One of the griefs of the Day of Judgment. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله تنفيس القربة عن أخيك كيف هذا؟ How you alleviate or remove a worldly grief from your brother. قال إذا وقع أخوك في كربة من مال أو غيره فإنك تنفس عنه أي توسع عنه توسع عليه الدائقة المالية. He says, this means if your brother, the Muslim, the believer, going through some hardship, that's what Islam teaches, ya akhwan. This is the beauty of Islam. We have to learn Islam and practice it in our lives. So here, the Shaykh says, if your brother going through hardship, hard time, as related to being short in his wealth, for example. People are going through hardship, they don't have enough money to pay their bills. They're struggling, especially in our times when the economy is so bad. A lot of people lost their jobs. Those who still have their job, they cut their hours. Some people who have businesses, they're struggling. Yeah, he still have the business, but people think, oh, he has a store. But the man is struggling. Some people, they barely paying the bills and the people that work for them. But we Muslims, we should pay attention to this. If you see your brother going through some hardship, like in, for instance, the Shaykh says, as related to wealth, then you try to make it easy for your brother. You try your best to make it easy for him. كيف ذلك بأن تقرضه أو تتصدق عليه. How you make things easy for your brother who's going through hardship, financial difficulties, whether by lending him money when he needs, or by giving him a charity. By these two ways. Whether they borrow from you and you be there, or you give them a charity. والضائقة غير المالية كأن يكون في هم وغم فتسري عنه وتفرحه وتدخل السرور عليه. And as for the hardship that we as a human being we may encounter other than financial ones. For example, someone is disturbed by something, going through some hardship, and they're going through some hard time. They sad and the like. Then what you do as a brother, you make sure that you be around them and do things for them that make them happy. Do things for them that make them happy and bring joy into their hearts. So if you see a brother coming to the masjid one day, down, feeling down, that's not his habit. He's always cheerful, mashallah, beautiful smile. But one day that same brother coming down, salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, wa alaykum salaam. You feel it. We have to pay attention to the voice, to the sound. Then at that time you will come to your brother and say, كيف حالك يا أخي, what can I do? Is it something that you want to talk about? MashaAllah. Then he would like, he may say to you, yes, his mother is very sick. You know, she was just admitted in the hospital and he is concerned for her. Well, he may not even be from this country. He may be an immigrant and his mother is thousands of miles away from him and he cannot go and see her. And then what you do, then at that time you tell him, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, it's Qadar of Allah, Barak, make dua for her, we're all going to make dua. And if anything you need, he will hear. See, that's make, huh? You raise the morale, like they say. Try to be there for them, Alhamdulillah. قال فإذا فعلت ذلك نفس الله عنك قربة من قرب يوم القيامة. SubhanAllah. If you make yourself available, the Shaykh says, you make yourself available, assist your brother in times of hardship, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for you, the hardship of Yawm al-Qiyamah. SubhanAllah. And of course, the hardship of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are not like this ones. قال الشيخ لأن الجزاء من جنس العمل. It is because you will be rewarded. Alhamdulillah, if you do good in this life, Allah, He rewards you for that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. فأنت ستقع في قربة يوم القيامة فإن كنت في الدنيا نفست عن أخيك نفس الله عنك يوم القيامة وسعليك. He says, because you're gonna witness some hardship on يوم القيامة. Okay, that day is not easy. May Allah make it easy on us. He says, you're gonna see yourself in some hardship on يوم القيامة, in a moment of grief. So if you were that Muslim who adhere to this hadith and apply it, and whenever he see one of his brothers going through some hardship, he make himself available to help them and assist them to the best of his ability, Allah will make an ease for him and remove one of the griefs on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So this is very important for us, ikhwan, to remember. Before we go to the next point, let us contemplate upon this first advice and this first good quality that we as Muslims, we should adorn ourselves and we should be the first one. Unfortunately, you find, subhanAllah, non-Muslims trying to steal this away from us. Non-Muslims, oh, they helping the Muslims. Now we the Muslims, we have this because we know the importance. We have the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, there is the ayats in the Quran. So we're supposed to be strong as a community. So it's sad sometimes you find some of us going through hardship, nobody even knows. Families are evicted, nobody knows. And there are people amongst us who they will never tell you that they need, and you think that they're rich. يَحْسَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُ أَغْنِيَاءَ مِنَ التَّعَفُّفِ لَا يَسْأَلُونَ النَّاسَ إِلْحَافَ. The one who don't know them, he will think they are rich, because they never ask anyone. And these are the people you need to find about. There are women with children, there are men with conditions, and they cannot work or they go through some hardship. You need to find those people and help them to the best of your ability. We need to have this behavior. We need to think like this. Not wait until the imam of the masjid, oh, ikhwan, please give some money because some family going through some hardship. No, we need to find that. We need to see it. This is what the Muslim. Muslim observe the people around him. Sometimes you hear a person going through hardship and you don't like, there's like nothing. And even when the imam make announcements, still people go away, not even. On those who put, they put $5 or $1. What $1 would do? And if you reverse the roles, if one of us going through hardship for real and facing eviction, him and his wife and children may be in the street the next day, and then they collect $75 for you. You would like, subhanAllah. But rather you have to do what brings joy in the heart of that person. And it doesn't have to be always the imam make an announcement. No, it's us, the believers. You gotta look. If one person, for example, tell another, look, that he's going through some hardship, that brother is supposed to talk to the those he know in the community, and they suppose, okay, mashallah, here, and be generous, because it could happen to one of us, inshallah ta'ala. قَالَ وَقَوْلُهُ قَوْلُهُ مَنْ يَسَّرَ وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ And whoever alleviate, you know, the load or the hardship of a person, Allah will make it easy for him in the dunya and the akhirah. كذلك المعسر وهو الذي عليه دين ولا يستطيع سداده. The mu'sir here is the one who has debt. D-E-B-T. He has some debts, but he cannot pay them off. Okay? He has debts, but he cannot pay them off. فَإِنْ كَانَ الدَّيْنُ لَكَ فَإِنَّكَ إِمَّا أَنْ تُنْظَرَهُ إِلَى وَقْتٍ آخَرٍ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تُسْقِطَ عَنْهُ الدَّيْنُ. He says, now, this is how you do it. If the deen, the debt is yours, meaning you're the one that lend him the money. Okay? If you're the one that lend that person the money, and that person now he cannot pay, he's having hardship paying that debt. He says, so you do two things to make it easy for that person. Because usually the people, when they borrow money, for example, somebody borrow $1,000, the person, he says, look, I have it for you, but you have to give it back to me in 3 months. I need this money in 3 months. The man says, okay, inshallah. 3 months comes in, the person here have a hardship, couldn't pay. He says, تُنْذِرَهُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ آخَرٍ. There is two ways you can help the Muslim. You give him another term. Okay? You prolong that term. Or you pardon him. Okay? And tell him, you don't have to worry about it. It's yours, alhamdulillah. You don't have. Or he gave you half of it. And then he says, look, that's all I have. Okay, you accept it from him. And tell him, look, as for the other half, it's for you, alhamdulillah, don't worry about it. Aynam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 280, وَإِنْ كَانَ بِعُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. And if the debtor is in a hard time, has no money to pay back, then grant him time till it is easy for him to repay. See? Allahu Akbar. This is what Allah tells us. Grant him time till it is easy for him to repay, but if you remit it by way of charity, that is better for you if you did, but not, Allah. People fight over $10. Give me my money. And this is what Allah tells us. Whether you prolong the term, that's good action, or it is better than that to excuse him and to pardon him, of course, if you can. قال فأما أن تنذره إلى أجل آخر بدون أن تزيد عليه وإما أن تسقط عنه الدين وهذا أحسن وهو من التيسير على المعسر. The Sheikh says, in this case, whether you, if a person cannot pay you on the time that you agreed upon, then whether you prolong the term without adding interest, because that's haram. Because in Jahiliyyah, they used to do that. In Jahiliyyah, in the time of ignorance, they used to, when somebody borrow money, and the time comes in when he have to pay, if he doesn't have money, they says, okay, we give you another month, but they increase. Instead of 1,000, now it's going to be 1,200. Then a month come, you have the money, oh no, still have it, okay, we give you another month, but it's going to be 1,500. That's haram, that's riba, and that's not permissible. The Shaykh, he says, this is what you do. Something that is good. Okay? And this is what's gonna earn you the rahmah of Allah. May Allah make things easy for you in this life and in the hereafter. When time comes in, whether you say to that person, Akhi, take 2 more months to pay me, no problem. It's okay, I give you 2 months or 3 months. Take another year, you have a whole year to pay me back. Okay? And of course that person, he has to thank Allah and then thank this person and try his best to get the money together. Not to take a grab for granted. Oh, he's weak, man. He got a lot of money. I'm not going to give him his money. No. If a person make it easy for you, you got to try, work hard and put some money on the side to give them their money back. The Shaykh says, but if you let them go and forgive them, that's even better for you. He said, this is if you are the one who lend them the money. قال أما إذا كان الدين لغيرك فمن التيسير عليه أن تساعده بما يسدد دينه أو يخففه عنه. But if this person has borrowed money from somebody else and you heard of it, now you know that this your brother is going through some hardship, maybe he told you, he says, SubhanAllah, like I told you, he's coming now one day in the masjid feeling all different, feeling down, worried. And you're like, what happened? Finally, he tell you, look, SubhanAllah, I got 2 more days, akhi, to pay this $1,000, for instance. I don't have it, or I have only half of it. And I really, the brother, SubhanAllah, he pray in the masjid. I don't want him, you know, to think like I don't want to give him his money. SubhanAllah. So now the Shaykh, he says, you can make easy for that brother. How? By helping him out. Tell him, here is 100, here is 20, here is 200. And the like. Aina. And this is the true brotherhood. Not just brother, our brother, hey, when one of us get in trouble, we don't know him. Nah, this is the real brotherhood that we have to display, this brotherhood and this love for one another. A brother in need is a brother. Indeed, as they say, right? Not just a brother, my brother. Akhi, akhi, akhi. Get in trouble. They say to him through direction, you're on your own, brother. We don't know you, man. We don't know you. Nah, you gotta come to the help and to aid and assist your brother. Of course, this is in general we're talking, okay? You know, somebody may say, what if that brother is on drugs? That's different. We're not talking about cases. We're talking in general, what a Muslim do for a Muslim. As for that man borrow money for drugs or this, that's another case. Now we're talking about the Muslims, alhamdulillah, who they borrow money for good things. Okay? I know. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة. من ستر مسلما, whoever covered the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover his faults in this life and hereafter. أين قال الشيخ هذا ضد الغيبة والنميمة التي سبق النهي عنها بالحديث قبله. So this is the opposite, this is a good quality, which is the opposite of the evil and despicable quality that has preceded in the previous hadith, which is namima and ghiba. Backbiting and talking about your brother, about his faults and about this and shortcomings. قال فإذا رأيت على أخيك نقصا في ديني فبادره بالنصيحة بينك وبينه. He says, for instance, if you see that your brother is deficient, and who amongst us who's not deficient? Who amongst us here that is perfect? No one, yeah. We all have deficiencies and shortcomings. So for example, if you see any deficiency on the part of your brother in his religion, practicing the deen, practicing the religion, what do you do? Talk about it? No, that was what is prohibited in the previous hadith. Now we're in the hadith 36, not 35. Okay? So what you do, you combine between the two narrations. You do not talk about him, but you talk to him. See, this is how people, they get it all mixed up and all wrong. Instead to talk to the person, they talk about him. Now you go and talk to him and tell him, "Akhi, this and this," in a nice way. Because if you talk about him and you never talk to him, is he going to change anything? Is he going to change something from him? It's not going to change. Because the Shaykh said, فَرُبَّمَا يَكُونُ جَاهِلًا. Because that person, your brother, who's making dua in that way, or making the salat in this way, or whatever the case is, or reading this book that he don't supposed to be reading, or quoting some statement from some mubtadi', an innovator person, famous person on YouTube that he don't supposed to be listening to, maybe he's ignorant. He don't know who this person is. Instead of talking about him, "Oh, he's our brother, something wrong with him. He listened to Yusuf Istins." Go to him. Talk to him. This is how things going to change. This is going to tell you, "SubhanAllah, I don't know. I'm just new into all this. He's wrong?" Yeah. Barakallahu fik, jazakallahu khair. Because when you talk to the people that is concerned, they're the one that can make the change, not others. And I remember, SubhanAllah, I was in Philadelphia, and I liked what I saw on a menu of one of the pizza shop. And the pizza shop was owned by some Tunisians from Tunisia. The food was good, by the way. They were good, but fresh, everything. But what I noticed on the menu, because when I was waiting for my sandwich, I was looking at the menu to see what's going on. And in the bottom of the menu, they says, "If you like it, tell others. If you don't, tell us." I like that. And I used it so many times. That's beautiful. They said, "If you like it," meaning the food. And the food was good. I tell others. Me personally, I told them. They said, "If you like it, tell others. If you don't, tell us. Because if you don't like the sauce or this, why are you going to talk about it? It's not going to change anything. Talk to them. And they will investigate and they may change it. And next time when you come and order the sandwich, they already change it, alhamdulillah. Okay? If you know what you were doing, of course. Tayyib. So that's what exactly the Shaykh is telling us. If you see your brother have any deficiency in practicing his religion, you talk to him. Likewise, the women, you the sisters. You see sister coming, for example, she's not praying correctly, or she's making dua in a crazy way. Huh? Or she's not dressed properly, or she came in with all makeup, because these things could happen. So what do? You just get in a corner and talk about her? No, you talk to her. Salaam alaikum, in a nice way, "Ya ukhti, we didn't see you before, mashallah, but this is not proper for a Muslima to leave the house with all this makeup. This makeup, if it's necessary, is for the husband. These clothing's in here. The Muslima doesn't leave the house with tight pants and this. Okay? The Muslima doesn't put perfume on and leave the house." Alhamdulillah, maybe some women don't know. And then they will tell you, "Oh, I never know this. I just took shahada, last Ramadan. Or I just took my shahada 2 weeks ago." You see? So what good is going to do to this woman if she comes to the house of Allah and find couple sisters making fun of her and pointing fingers? Is he going to do any good? Not going to do no good. Now you're going to come to her closely, nicely, and tell her, "MashaAllah, it's a good thing you're in the masjid. You just have to, MashaAllah, adorn yourself in a way and dress yourself in a way that is pleasing to your Lord, who created you and fashioned you and give you this body and strength and health." You see? That's how you talk to them. Hey now. Same thing in the brother's side. If somebody come and he has an afro hair or whatever, I don't know what, Mr. T Cat. So what do? Tell them, "Hey, get back, don't come here." Oh, you be nice to them, ya akhi. Tell them, "Akhi, salam alaikum. Barakallahu fiqh akhi, jazakallahu khairan." But by the way, a Muslim adorn himself with the good manners. And one of the things, for example, this haircut is not good. Inshallah, jazakallahu khairan. Next time, get a haircut. you know what, here's $10, man. I know a haircut is more than that, but that's what I can do for now. Yeah, that's what you do. Alhamdulillah, you put $10 in his hand. Now he don't have, he just have to come up with another $5. Haircut $15 still is more. I don't even know. I didn't get a haircut for a long time at the barber shop, of course. Tayyib, this is how you help a brother. If he's coming with the t-shirt, they have pictures, huh? You pull them on the side nicely and tell them, mashallah, these pictures are not permissible. You know, we cannot wear, not just in a masjid, anywhere. We don't wear any clothing that have pictures of a human being, of animals or birds. Mashallah. If you have... I like that. Brother, see, he's acting on the spot. He's pointing to something in his t-shirt. He says, what about that? What about it? Mashallah. And... 50-50. I can see it right. What make a picture, the ulama they mention is if he has no head, that is not considered a picture. So they said, for example, if you put something on the head and cover the head, that's not considered a picture. Okay? So, alhamdulillah. So this is how we talk to the people nicely. And explain to them, this is what it is, alhamdulillah, we don't know much, but I know this little bit and I want you to know it and act upon it. Alhamdulillah, so the people, they were like, mashallah, go to that place, there's a brother, they will help you, they will keep an eye on you, they want to make sure you're doing the right thing, and in a nice way, they're not going to yell at you, I know. قال ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة نعم فإذا رأيت أخيك نقصا في دينه فربما يكون جاهل أو غلبته نفسه أو الشيطان. The Sheikh says, because when you see a deficiency or deficiency in your brother as related to him practicing his religion, whether because he's ignorant of the rulings, or he says he may know, but his nafs and shaitan, they got him. You know, sometimes we're wrong ourselves and we know what we're doing, right or wrong. I'm the only one here. Hey, we know that what we're doing is wrong, but we still do it. Why at that time? Why? We're still Muslims, alhamdulillah, and we know that this action is no good. It's not from the thing that is written good for us. But we still do it. Why? Because of the nafs, desire for it. Shaitan make it so beauty at that time, beautiful at that time. So you keep in mind, the Shaykh is giving us, these are the things that lead some of us to wrong themselves. Okay? He says, so, فَأَنْتَ تَنْصَحُهُ وَتُبَيِّنْ لَهُ فِي مَبَيْنَكُ وَبَيْنَهُ سِرًّا وَتَسْتُرْ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا تَفْضَحُهُ فِي الْمَجَالِسِ وَعِنْدَ النَّاسِ. But you talk to the brother. You advise him, give him a sincere advice. Make clear to him that this thing here is not right for him. It's not good for him in this life and in the hereafter. Alright? And tell him, for instance, to him, look, man, you have to fight, man. We all go through this, akhi. But don't give up easy. Pull a fight. A good one. Don't get knocked out in the first round. Make it a whole long fight. You know, you get don't get knocked out and they say, okay, I can never win. No, you can. You can win, you can, those obstacles, man, in front of you, yeah, they look like a mountain. Other people, they doing it, they going around them, find a way. And tell him, look, you can do it, akhi. Nah, you can do it, be strong. And the Sheikh said, and with that, you cover his fault. You see a brother doing something, you advise him, but you don't talk to others. Yeah, I saw the brother, man. Like somebody, he sees somebody in a corner, one corner, doing something bad, and he stops, Hakhi, this is not good for you, but now he comes for Asr. Oh, you guess what, brothers? I saw so-and-so. You won't believe this. You won't believe what I just saw in this corner. Who? Oh, the brother. But I advised him. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So what are you doing now? You advise him, and that's it. You don't come and talk about it. That's what the Sheikh says. You cover his fault, you do not expose him to others. You don't talk about it to others. Because now you talk about it, alhamdulillah, you stop you advise him and he's maybe, mashallah, he failed it. He's like, Jazakallah khair. Mashallah, barakallahu fiqh akhi, you're a good brother. Alright? He came to pray Maghrib and the first person said, akhi, what you doing over there, man? He's like, you saw me too? He's like, no, I don't go there, man. Brother told us. Well, he just told you before Asr that how a good brother of you. Now, when he see you at Isha, what's going to happen? Of course, it's going to be like, akhi, taqillah. You advise me, now you don't talk about me? This is not good. So, alhamdulillah. And that's what brings problems. Because we don't apply the deen correctly. Aina. قال وقوله والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه and Allah will aid a servant so long as the servant aids his brother. قال الشيخ هذا عام. He said, this is general in all types of aid that you present for your brother. فإذا أعنت أخاك بأي نوع من أنواع الإعانة فيما يحتاج إليه فإن الله يكون في عونك يعني يعينك لأن الجنس من الجزاء من جنس العمل. So he said, whenever you aid and assist your brother in anything, physically, financially, in any way, moving, whatever, any way, give him advice, teach him a surah, being there for him when he's going through hardship, and the like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will aid you and assist you. فَإِذَا كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ أَنْ يُعِينَكَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّكَ تُعِينُ إِخْوَانِكَ بِمَا تَقْدِرُ عَلَيْهِ He said, since you are in dire need of Allah's help and assistance, we cannot do it without Allah's help and aid. He said, so here is the way, help others. Allahu Akbar. See how it is? Everything we do, we cannot do it without Allah's aid and help. And we know that. You're strong, you have skills, this, but still, if Allah didn't want it for you, we'll never have it. So since we can never do without Allah's aid and assistance, so here is one way, the easy way to earn Allah's aid and assistance by what? By helping others and by aiding others, Allahu Akbar. And of course, don't undermine the help. Anything you can help, anything, just being there, just a smile, meeting your brother with a cheerful face, just tell him, how you doing, akhi, today? You okay, family? Good, mashallah. Making dua for him in your sujood. And the like. You're helping your brother a lot. Some of us, that's all we need sometimes. That brother, or those brothers, just to tell him, how you doing? Sometimes the brother, he's going through a lot, coming to masjid for days, not even, nobody even ask him, how you doing, akhi, today? Yes, subhanAllah. We have to read the face and the expressions of one another. If we really true brother and care about one another, you have to read the expressions. When a brother is down, you should know it. When he's going through hardship, you should at least have an idea that this is not my brother I know yesterday. Today he's different. And people, sometimes people, wallahi, they don't need money, akhi. They just want the people around them that they say they love them and they are their brothers. They just wanted to recognize, look, akhi, I got you, I have concern. You're on my mind. Okay, you've been on my mind. Aina. Sometimes a person is in a hospital, or his mother is in a hospital, or his child is in a hospital, and you find many of the community don't even pick up the phone or send one text message. I could not make it, but I've made dua for you and for your child. May Allah reward you if you need anything, mashallah. Likewise, akhi, family going through hardship, mashallah, they busy with some dear loved one in the hospital, the community take care of the rest of the children. Those children still have to eat, have to take a shower and a bath because the mother, she's in the hospital attending to the one So now others, members of the community, they do that. But alhamdulillah, in this community I noticed that it's being done. Alhamdulillah, whenever a family going through some hardship, you find other families, they cook for them. Others, they go and clean. I know that for sure. This is a reality, I know. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in that good. So he said, you do what you can, to the best of your ability. من المال والجاه وغير ذلك. You want Allah to help you, and you cannot do it without Allah's help and aid, then you help your brother. Financially, emotionally, being there for them. If you see your brother, for example, trying to carry a deal in a business, in house, and you know the person, you go and talk to them. Tell them, that's my brother. He's good, alhamdulillah. Just go ahead, sign that lease with them. They're good. You see? I know. You see a brother, for example, looking for a job, and he put an application somewhere, and you know the manager, you know the owner of that place, and you know your brother, alhamdulillah, he's a good brother, and you know you go to the manager, say, Akhi, a brother came, he put an application, oh yeah, yeah, he's a good brother, man. I appreciate if you give them the job. That's all. See, this is what we help one another. ثم قال ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما. We're going to leave this for the next class, inshallah ta'ala, because it's going to take us a longer time than we have. It is almost time for the adhan, inshallah ta'ala. But let us review so far. Let us review this hadith, what we have learned today. Who can tell me what is the first of these good qualities that are mentioned in this hadith that we should adorn ourselves with now? Can you speak up so that the brothers can hear you?
Whosoever removes a grief from a believer, then Allah will remove a grief from him on the day of judgment.
Which grief?
Any grief, huh?
No, the grief of this dunya, the worldly grief, now.
Yeah.
Say it again, however.
Whosoever removes a worldly grief
Ahsant.
From a believer, then Allah will remove a grief from him on the day of judgment.
Ahsant, you see? That's what it is. Whoever removes, right, the griefs, the worldly grief of a believer, in the Allah will remove the grief of the in the hereafter. Now, and what is the second thing we mentioned? The second quality? Maybe after the other mission. Now, who can give me an example? Sheikh, you mentioned an example of the griefs that people and the hardship that the people may encounter in this life. Naam? For instance? Naam? Naam. People they're in a hardship, as well as financial hardships. Okay? And you help them and assist them to your ability, whether by lending them money if you have it, or even give them a sadaqah. He said, Akhi, this is from you. From me, alhamdulillah, I'm sure you will do the same. Because you keep in mind, sometimes people, they don't want to accept from you like that. Okay? But you tell them, Akhi, look, this is, we all go through hardship. You didn't ask for it. Alhamdulillah, it's yours. I know. What is the second thing we mentioned in the hadith? Naam Hassan? أحسنت ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة. English translation. Hassan.
Whoever makes it easy on the one in debt, Allah makes it easy for him in the dunya and akhirah.
أحسنت. When you make things easy for a person who has debt, Allah make it easy for you in this life and hereafter. SubhanAllah. Allah make it easy for you. So when you know somebody going through some hardship, not having enough money to pay their debts, and you try to help them, Allah make it easy for you, SubhanAllah, in this life and hereafter. How you make things easy for someone who has debts? How you make it easy? Tell them, listen man, change the state. Go to another state and change your numbers. Huh? Allah. Don't come to this masjid anymore. Don't shop in here anymore. So how you help now,
If it is if you give him the deal, you wait until it is easy for him.
I know. Ahsant. So if you are the one that lend the money, then you prolong the term. When the term comes, when he has to pay, you tell him, you know, Rakhi, I'm giving you another term. Prolong that term for him. To give him more time. Or, better than that, the Shaykh, he says, as Allah tells us in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, to let him go. And to forgive them. SubhanAllah, and to forgive them. Ayna. But what if you're not the one that they lend them the money? How is that? How can you help? Just give them another term yourself? And then when the man said to him the money, he said, Akhi, I have another term. So Abu Muhammad said, no, is how it's done? How is done then?
Help him pay it.
Huh?
Help him pay it.
Help him pay it. Osman?
Either you can lend him or you can give it to him donation. You can give it to him charity so you can pay it off.
No, you help them. You try to help them pay. Try to help them pay. Also, you can put a word in the person. The other person, actually, just give them some more time, inshallah. If they don't pay, come and see me, inshallah. I will do better myself. But you have not just to give your word and now you get a problem. Now, if you said to him, akhi, look, just give him another 3 months. I got that $300. But you have to be putting some money on the side. If that man didn't pay, then you pay. Because he said, I will. Ayna. Barakallahu feekum. And that's what a brother do for a brother, because this brotherhood is real. This brotherhood is real. Naam, the third point, what was it? Naam. Hadi number 4. Ah, misalta. Ahsant. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Translation?
Whoever covers the fault of his brother, mm-hmm. will cover his fault on the
day. Ahsant. In Aromo? Say it. In Aromo. Because we have Aromo people in here. Speak, raise your voice. I come, Jirte Wailo. Say that again? Safe? What's safe? You said safe. SubhanAllah.
He said.
Nah. What did he say? Osman, go ahead. Say it.
He said it right.
Nah, that's good. Yalla Mirza, he say it in Bosnia. Uchi, uchi, alhamdulillah. Good. And Uqman, you don't have to say it in Russian. Because you're like this. It's all right. Jazakallah khair. So whoever covered the faults of his brother, Allah cover his faults in this life and hereafter. Jazakallah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi. Sahbihi wa sallam.